This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Hi, I'm Karen Barrett, and we're at Harbor Fish Market and Grill in Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin.
The restaurant has been around how long? When did you start it?
Well, we've been here for about 21 years. The building itself has been here for much longer.
Like
about
100?
120 yeah. years. Yeah, she's been here a long time.
So old bones, but good bones?
Yeah, she has good bones. She has interesting bones. When you start to take her apart, you find all her little secrets, though.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, which you've done.
Yes, we have done.
And you're not done.
No, we're never done. Yeah. No, she requires a lot of attention, but she's really worth it. She's a beautiful piece.
You're in the midst of some of the strangest days we've ever experienced in our lifetime, and yet you have a restaurant, bar, business that you've been able to not only keep going, but you're doing better than you were a year ago. That's incredible.
It's been challenging, but I have to say that a lot of the success is due to our staff and the way that we're trying to run the business. This is not a one-person show.
Right, understood. But looking in from the outside, you're mm-hmm. blessed in mm-hmm. that you have this wonderful outdoor space, mm-hmm. right?
We do.
And without that, it would be a game changer.
Sure. A historic building on the water on Lake Michigan in a beautiful resort area with lots of room to spread out mm-hmm. makes a big difference for us.
Yeah. And so talk to us about how the people in town and in the Door Peninsula have been doing as far as doing their best, social mm-hmm. distancing,
sure.
you know, wearing their masks and what.
We have a huge support system here in that our local fire chiefs have started a volunteer organization, and they've been the forefront of everything from providing food to volunteer availability. I work on a COVID-19 hotline here in town, and we're trying to get out a lot of information so that we can stay safe.
So your background is ER nurse mm-hmm. in primary mm-hmm. medical care as a
sure.
nurse. So you're more aware and more cognizant of what we are dealing with today.
Well, people have told me that they've watched some of the videos that we've done talking about how we're going to address the concerns and the ways that we're doing it, keeping people safe, keeping our people safe, and they feel very comfortable coming here. I hear mm-hmm. that every day.
And y'all in the whole county have done mm-hmm. a very good job, right?
We have.
Our numbers are down,
mm-hmm. but hopefully to stay down.
Right.
We still have had a huge influx of people this summer, and we're in the midst of trying to educate ourselves every day on how to manage all of those people.
Interesting. So it's a never-ending battle or whatever. Yeah.
True.
Why do you think Door County has done as well as it has, the locals?
You know, we have this beautiful expanse of property. You're not coming here to go to a park, I mean like a water park or anything like that. You're coming to visit our outland areas, our beautiful parks, the water, restaurants that are far apart, little communities you can still stroll, not run into people. A lot of lodging is, you know, seasonal lodging. In other words, you can rent a log cabin and keep yourself socially distant. Mm-hmm. You're not in a high-end hotel, and
right.
people are looking for that.
That's so cool. Let's loop back to your restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, a house specialty? You know, how would you explain and define your philosophy of cuisine, what you're trying to do there?
Well, being Harbor Fish Market and Grill, we're fashioned after a New England seafood house, basically kind of Cape Codish, Maine kind of a thought process. In other words, we're known for lobster.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lobster boil here. We also serve lobster. Every part of our menu includes lobster. But we also are known for our meats. Everything here is fresh, made from scratch. Local farmers, local ingredients. Even the wood for our fire comes from the local farmer, comes by with his wood.
On your menu, I saw whitefish.
Yes.
And that's probably from right out front, right?
We are so lucky. In fact, right across here where we're looking right now is the Bailey's Harbor Fish Company. They go out every day and fish for whitefish and perch. And they take such good care of us. They don't have a delivery system, but the guys, the fishermen, come by with our catch every day, come
so
through the restaurant with the catch in a box.
They
and
could
here we are.
Come right up front and throw
basically
it off the boat.
Basically could just right there.
Yeah.
They could. So we're really lucky to have all those local people that are helpful to us.
How about desserts?
Ooh.
I noticed
cherry
that.
Cherry pie.
Yeah.
We use local Highline Orchard cherries. We make our own pies here, Door County cherry bread pudding. We make cherry bounce, which is an alcohol drink that we make with equal parts whiskey, sugar, and tart cherries. It's very smooth and lovely as well.
I'm ready for one of those. Or two.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, a little bit more.
Okay.
What sticks out in your mind that you're most proud of about here in your business?
Oh, gosh. We have the most friendly people working here. And people tell us that all the time. They're greeted all the time. They're looked after all the time. They come back again and again. We, in 20 years, have become the spot they want to come back to. They've enjoyed family events and that sort of thing. We've hosted a few weddings, which has been fun as well. But mostly it's our location.
Yeah, no kidding. Front row center. Mm-hmm. We're, what, 8 feet from the cliff edge?
That's exactly right.
To the Lake Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is a little bay out front?
Yes, it's Bailey's Harbor. It's a little harbor. Known for, this was a lumbering community around here for a long time. So this was a great place for them to keep the lumber and then ship it out to Chicago and the other areas.
Very, very cool. If somebody wanted to learn more, where would you direct them?
Oh, I direct them either to give us a call anytime at Harbor Fish Market and Grill. Phone number is 920-839-9999. We also have a great website. You can find us at harborfishmarket-grill.com. Drop us an email. Check us out on our Facebook page, anywhere like that.
In Bailey's Harbor.
In Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin, Door County. And I am Karen Barrett, and we're at In Bailey's Harbor, Wisconsin.
Karen, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilner, reporting from Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
For miles around, you'll hear them sing.
Hello, my name is Samuel Gallitz. I am the bar manager of One Barrel Brewing, Egg Harbor, Door County, Wisconsin. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about the history of One Barrel.
Back on July 7th, 2012, we opened up our original tap room down in Madison, Wisconsin. Prior to that, the owner had won quite a few homebrew contests, and he would have a one-barrel party at his house every month, and he'd invite his family, friends all over to try out whatever beer he was making at that time.
How long has the Door County facility been open?
We opened up the facility we're sitting at now on May 17th, 2019, so this is our second summer. And we learned a lot our first summer and improved upon a bunch of stuff, and it's going quite well this second year for us.
That's really cool. And it looks like a real saving grace for you guys was the fact that you have a great large outdoor space.
Yes, I thank our lucky stars almost every evening when I get home that we're able to keep everything super spread out and super socially distanced while responsibly letting everyone enjoy their beers and pizzas while they're here.
Because if you were just an indoor venue, it could have been a deal breaker.
Yes, our Madison location hasn't been open since the beginning of March because there is no outside space there, and we weren't able to figure out how to do things, you know, responsibly inside.
Tell us about some of your most popular beers that you're making that are current.
So brand new this year, we teamed up with a Door County staple, the Door County Trolley, which takes people on different sightseeing tours, wine and spirits tours. We made a beer with them, the Door County Trolley Cherry Lager. It's a more of a natural tart cherry taste. We get a bunch of local cherries from up here in Door County, add it to a beer that we lager. Get it in cans, get it on tap, and it's a very nice, light, natural, tart, cherry-tasting lager. It's very popular, very good for the hot summer and, you know, heading into the fall season. It should be very good.
And you're doing some cider?
Yeah, we've got two different kinds of ciders. We have a dry cider that we make with local Wisconsin apples, a bunch of honey and champagne yeast, so it's got that nice, bubbly champagne taste to it. The other one would be our second bestseller behind the Door County Trolley this year is the rosé cider. It's similar to the dry cider with the local apples, but we actually add aronia berries and pinot grapes, which gives it an awesome rosé hue. Very, very popular. I've been having a hard time keeping it here because people have been taking it with them to their respected home states because we only, you know, distribute to Wisconsin at this point. But people are taking it home and they love it.
A surprising beer was your one with kind of a tangy taste.
Yeah, the sour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
expect that.
We made a sour with grapes. They're called Frontenac grapes, which is one of the only grapes that grows well in Wisconsin. We got the grapes we use for it from the UW-Madison Agricultural Program. We made a beer, made the sour, got the Frontenac grapes in it, let it age for a while. It's very good. It's right away. You don't really taste anything but the sour, but 4 or 5 seconds afterwards, you know, the grape tastes and everything kind of slides in. It's very enjoyable. It's very nice.
And like we were talking about earlier, that's a perfect beer to match with food.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Be definitely good for some sort of dinner pairing if we're
going to do something
about
pizza.
Like that.
Being
yeah.
A, yeah.
Can definitely get pizza here from the Wild Pizza Works. So people enjoy it with the sour beers or almost all of our beers, honestly.
And your beer, it's mostly sold locally, regionally?
Yes, we are right now the 13th largest craft brewery in Wisconsin, and we do only distribute to the state of Wisconsin right now.
So you could find it in most grocery stores?
Yes, or? I know Woodman's usually carries everything we have, top to bottom. Festival is also a big purveyor of ours, but it is really up to each local establishment to decide which of our products they bring in. They're able to get them, but they have to bring them in themselves. So.
And how about restaurants and other venues? Do they, some of those people carry it too?
Yeah, almost every bar up here in Door County has at least one of our beers on tap. It's a very awesome help each other out community up here. They've mostly opened up to us up here with open arms and are happy to have us. From the bigger, you know, dining hall restaurant to the smaller corner bars, almost every place up here has got one barrel beer on tap, which is awesome to see.
Very cool. Okay, so you know all the secrets. I just walked in here. Anything that you want to share that we haven't brought up or you haven't talked about yet?
The one thing to keep in mind is the one barrel in Madison more or less is used as a pilot system, so all the beers there come and go very quickly. There's one barrel of most of them at a time, which would be 2 kegs. You'd see it like a house party softball game. Once those are gone, it gets made again eventually, but it might not be for such a, you know, for a very long time, if not ever.
But so, if you hit a home run there, then you...
Yeah, then you might see it in stores, you know, in 5-6 months down the road if we really like the one-barrel batch. So that would be the...
You experiment and practice on the people in Madison.
Exactly, right? Yeah. They don't even mind it either, being the guinea pigs, trying all the new stuff.
They probably love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's... Here, you know, you'll see the same family 2-3 times in 1 week. They're on vacation. Yeah. The Madison location, it's very much so a local's neighborhood, you know, the people who live in the neighborhood come 1, 2, 3 times a week. People who live a little farther will come once a week, and it's more of like a Cheers kind of situation down there. It's really nice.
I love it. Local, local.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So only because we're out of time and I got to go, if somebody wanted to learn more, where would you direct them?
You could go to onebarrelbrewingcompany.com and follow the links. There's specific One Barrel in Madison pages, One Barrel in Door County. My name is Samuel Gallitz. I'm the manager of the One Barrel here in Egg Harbor, and I hope you all have a great rest of your afternoon.
Samuel, thanks for sharing. Great day in paradise.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your visit.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Door County, Wisconsin. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Seventy-five years ago, World War II ended. It was the deadliest military conflict in history, resulting in 85 million casualties. We mark the anniversary of the end of that war by celebrating the heroism of our greatest generation, those who served and those who supported their efforts at home. On September 2nd, we will commemorate the signing of the Articles of Surrender aboard the battleship Missouri Memorial at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, a celebration of the peace that followed. Salute their service, honor their hope. Join us virtually for the events on September 2nd, 2020. For further information, go to 75thww2commemoration.org.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the Second World War.